Welcome to The Point for April 26th. I'm Lauren Dazensky, co-author of The Point. I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news you need to know. America's COVID-19 case counts continue to decline while vaccinations have ramped up, but that is not the case for other parts of the world. India is perhaps the most extreme, where case numbers are surging, thousands are dying each day, and the healthcare system is at a breaking point with oxygen and ICU bed shortages. Now, international efforts to tackle India's crisis are hastening, with both Britain and the United States pledging aid and much-needed medical supplies. Earlier this year, the U.S. placed a temporary ban on exporting raw materials critical for vaccine production. This controversial decision meant vaccine makers around the world, including one in India, faced a shortage of materials to make COVID-19 vaccines and were forced to look elsewhere. Now, with case counts improving and vaccinations progressing in America, the White House announced it would partially lift that ban over the weekend. On Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci said sending excess vaccines to India was on the table, though he offered no timeline or plan for such a move. Around the world, nations in need of vaccines are pushing President Joe Biden for American-made vaccines. Despite having already received doses from China or Russia, many of the countries calling Biden with requests are making clear they want as many U.S. or European vaccines as they can get. And there's a foreign policy benefit if the Biden administration chooses to seize it. Advisors are increasingly wary of efforts by China and Russia to use their vaccines to foster good relations in countries desperate to begin vaccinating their populations. This is a delicate balance. After all, we are not out of the woods just yet. The White House says it must retain enough vaccines in case of unforeseen developments in the pandemic. So let's get to the point. While America makes progress on its vaccinations at home, abroad, the Biden administration could see a foreign policy boost by stepping up to assist other nations struggling with the virus, like India. And that is The Point for April 26, 2021. Thank you for listening. For more updates throughout the week, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you like this audio briefing, you can get it every single weekday on your smart speaker or follow us wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.